podcast. Hellfest 2010. Exclus Grosse Radio.
La Grosse Radio Métal.
So, you came to France yesterday or 2 days ago, and yesterday you finished the first day of the festival. So how was it? How was the crowd reaction? You finished the day, so you put a lot of energy in it.
Yeah, it was great, man. It was so worth the trip. You know, we flew a long way to get out here just for one show, and we got on stage, and we just had a fucking great time. The crowd was beautiful, and we're glad to be here, you know. Now we go back, and back to work, working on the record.
Only for this show, you know. Hellfest is such a publicized event, and it's such a metal meeting, you know. Metal, hardcore, just hard music in general. And, you know, we felt it was really important for us to have an inspirational show that we knew would be a great crowd with the French public, and we have such a strong connection with the audience. And, you know, they gave us the honor of closing the show yesterday, and it was everything we expected and more. And now we go back to the studio Monday, you know, with maybe a new idea, working on the new album, you know. So we're very excited, and we feel honored we got to play. But the show was great. The people were great. We have a circle pit with 20,000 or something. So we think people maybe remember us, we hope, when we come back.
And you decided, in 2005, you decided that Means to an End would be the last album of the band, but finally you changed your mind. So why did you change your mind? Is it connected with the tributes to Dimebag Darrell you did last year?
No. I think it was the last album of that version of Biohazard. This is the original version of Biohazard. And so this is our fourth album we're doing now. We're picking up, you know, where we left off, you know what I mean, as a band. It's kind of confusing. But the original members are back together after a while of being separated. And, you know, now, you know, there's no last album or anything in mind. I mean, they might have announced that they had a last album before the original band got back together. But and as far as the tribute to Dimebag Darrell goes, it was an honor to be able to do that because he was a friend of ours and a great musician. You know, but we were already back together when that was offered to us. You know, we were already on tour, and, you know, so that was just a coincidence. That's not why we got back together. We got back together to go on tour because it was our 20th anniversary, so we made a reunion tour. And the reunion tour went very, very well all around the world. The crowd really welcomed us and gave us a great, you know, great reception, so we decided to, you know, go further and make a record and keep the band going. And along the way, we're doing stuff like the tribute to Dimebag and other things that, you know, may come our way that are equally or, you know, somewhat important in that respect, you know. Nothing can really equal something like that, but you know what I mean. You know, that's just something that comes along the way. It was an honor to do it.
So apparently it's the fans' reaction who gave you envy to do a new album.
I don't know about envy. We always knew this was coming, you know, get back together the band with Bobby, and, you know, we kind of closed the chapter on the other lineups of the band. And, you know, for many years people are asking for the original lineup, and we got the band back together. The reunion tour let us know that the magic is there and stronger than ever, and we are creating, we're digging inside ourselves to push ourselves as musicians and make something that's hard and heavy and melodic and scary and make us feel, you know. We do this for the feeling, you know.
Let's talk about the hardcore scene in New York. It's a lot of bands like Sick of It All, you mentioned it yesterday, or Agnostic Front. What is the connection between these bands in the scene? Are you connected together?
I mean, we're friends with all these guys. The connection is the brotherhood and the friendship. I mean, you know, we do interviews today all day, and everyone's saying the word hardcore. It means something different to everybody. You know, for us, hardcore is who you are and how you say things and what you believe and what you stand for, not the sound of your music and not the style of your clothes, you know. That's like a fantasy of... You know, I see bands, young bands, who are copying a band that's copying a band and they don't even know where it's coming from. And it's okay. It's however you find your direction and you ever find your connection, you know. But for us, the original New York hardcore bands that we're friends with, that's our family, you know, in a lot of ways. You know, we were lucky to see, you know, the Agnostic Front guys. Those are as close as we can be with anybody, you know.
Yeah. French coffee has arrived. Give me that shit. Yes, I have to say French coffee is very good.
I don't know if it's really French.
Is it like the French roast bullshit we get in America? It's called French roast, but the best coffee in America is at 7-Eleven. You know what that is?
And to finish with the hardcore scene, well, let's say hardcore scene, why of so much rage in New York and not other places? Is this because...
Because New York's crowded, like people are like rats eating each other and all over. If I lived out in the countryside, I don't think I'd be so angry. I mean, you could still be angry about what's going on in the world, but it's not on you, you know? It's different when you see some injustice, some oppression, and you watch it on TV and you say, wow, that's fucked up, that's not right, as opposed to it's happening to you, you know what I mean? But when you live in New York City, it's like, it's so intense. Everything's on 10, you know?
You come from the same neighborhood in New York?
We all come from Brooklyn, from Canarsie and Old Mill Basin and Bensonhurst. And
we're just all neighborhood guys. All the bands that you mentioned before, New York is just neighborhood guys. And that's it, you know? And it was, back in the day, there was always the heavy metal scene and all these scenes that had their own style and everybody had to dress a certain way. But the hardcore scene was somewhere that anybody could basically go to, you know what I mean? There was groups and cliques of different, you know, uniform of choice, you know, at the time, but it was more open, you know what I mean? And now there's like, hardcore becomes fashionable. It's just kind of stupid, you know what I mean? But the inner cities all over the world, I mean, it's just urban music, and you have to live in an urban environment, I guess, to really do what we do.
To be it. Like, a lot of people identify with it. Like, we'll go to play in some small beach town in Brazil, and there's kids, they look like they're from the hardcore scene, they feel it in their heart, so they are, in their way, you know what I mean? Like, there are white kids in the Midwest who feel like rappers, and they make their identification, they make their connection, and... You know, that's what they feel in their heart. It's not wrong. You know what I mean? People find music is inspiration. You know, for us, music is religion. You know, it's a spirituality. So whatever gets you high, you know. But for, you know, I like Bobby was saying, growing up in these inner cities, you know, it was our only way out. You know, we didn't know any other way. None of us, you know, had a college degree and were getting a good job to make money to move out of the slum, you know. It was like...
We had a better chance at doing illegal things, you know what I mean? To be honest, you know, like, those opportunities were always there. But any other opportunities were very, very discouraged. We were very discouraged when it came to, like, going to school and getting a career and all that. It just didn't look possible to any of us, but music was, you know what I mean? But the fact that we sing about, like, day-to-day life and real issues is the reason why kids in beach towns in Brazil or wherever, farmlands in fucking Slovenia or whatever, they can understand, because these are human issues, you know? So you don't have to be from a big city to understand that, you know what I mean? When we're talking about pain, everybody feels fucking pain.
Like, you know, we're sitting here at a metal festival, I'm looking at some of these other posters, you know? And, you know, people relate to all kinds of stuff. Like, I don't know what this band is about, but it looks more fantasy than reality. And some people want to escape, and that's great. You know what I mean? I remember when I was a kid listening to Iron Maiden, you know, or even Black Sabbath, and hearing the imagery and thinking, am I going somewhere in my mind, you know? But I never wrote music like that. We always wrote stuff about our own real life, and that's where the relation comes with a lot of people, because it's very down to earth, you know.
And about the new album that's coming, have you got some definitive plans on when it would be released, or
the beginning of 2011, like January, February, maybe? Yeah.
And you have your label also?
We're working at those details. We'd rather not speak about it at this point, but you know, that's all in the works. You know, we're doing our part right now, which is being in the studio and getting music together. We're working with a guy named Toby Wright. He's the producer, and he's awesome, and it's gonna be really cool to work with that guy. And we're getting ready. And to us, the record means a lot, but it's really another excuse for us to get back on tour, you know what I mean? And do what we do, you know, and that's play live. And, you know, records are just a moment in time, you know, like taking a photograph. You know, the next day you look different. A year from then, you look different, you know what I mean? So, but that's how music is. You record it one day and then you're playing it live. We're playing songs from 20 years ago. They're different than the record a little bit, you know what I mean? So, you know, we have to do this record. We want to make it a special record, but it's never, you know, we've never been able to capture the live energy of the band on the record. So hopefully on this record, we're going to really, really work hard to capture that live aspect as much as possible and do the best we can and then just get on the road. And that's where it really happens, you know, play it live.
Okay, Evan, you have a lot of activities, a lot of activities. How can you, you must be very busy. Is it hard to get on with?
I'm a juggler. I don't know. You know, I have a lot of weird energy in my mind, always, my whole life. Even, you know, as I get older, I kind of find the things I wanted to do. But, you know, even when we first started the band, I was into, you know, working out and running and you know, music and working, whatever. I just like to be creative, and I like to push the envelope on everything I do and take everything as far as I can take it. And I just kind of, I have no plan. I just kind of go, you know?
Yeah, it's life.
A lot of people have a lot of dreams, but they don't go for them. You know what I mean? A lot of my friends that I grew up with, you know, they do one thing and they wish they could do everything, you know? And I can't, you know, we're not the kind of guys who can live with, oh, I always wanted to do that, but I didn't, you know, everything I want to do, I do, you know? I don't want to live my life with any, oh, I wish, I don't want to be laying there dying, going, oh, I wish I would have only had a chance to try this or that, you know? Everything I do, I try to just do to the farthest degree, you know?
See, it goes for all of us. We're all pretty much like that, you know? Because you only live once, you know? So, and we're burying friends all the time. It feels like it just never stops, you know? And, every time we lose somebody, we remember how special life is, you know. So, you know, we all trying to do as many things as we can, you know what I mean? So branching out and experiencing the world and doing as much as you can, I think that's something everybody should do in their life, man. And don't deny yourself, like Evan said, the dreams or ideas or you know, something that you aspire to be inside, but yet your job is holding you back or, you know, people around you telling you, oh, you can't do that. You're not good enough for that. Or you'll never be this. You know, you have to say, fuck that and go for it. At least you tried. You know what I mean? Yo, 100% of efforts that aren't taken are always failures. You know what I'm saying? All of them fail because you never took them.
Well said. You know, I'd rather try to do something that seems impossible and fail. You know, if you try your hardest, you never fail. You know, it's like what Bobby said, it's the truest thing I heard all day. You know, if you don't try, it is a failure automatically because you don't try. You know, I had a good career in acting. I continued to study acting. You know, for me, it's like acting isn't about the jobs I get. It's about learning the craft. You know, I love you know, it's kind of dramatic acting, even sometimes comedy, whatever. Something different, you know, to challenge yourself. I don't want to, like, we're trying to push ourselves so hard with the new Biohazard album. We don't need to make the same album we made before. We want to make something that it's difficult for us, you know, in some way, whether it's a higher register to sing in, a faster guitar solo, or a more syncopated beat. I don't know, you know. I like to connect the dots, and we kind of all do that with what we do. I mean, people are interested in talking about, you know, something that we do and that we're also in Biohazard. It's interesting, you know. I love Biohazard. It's my first band, my first love. My music is my higher power. It's Bobby's. It's all of us in the band, you know. But I can't imagine doing only one thing. That'll be all. Thank you for checking in.
And one last question about this festival. I don't know if you heard, but some Catholic extremists wanted to forbid everything. What is your opinion on that?
It's just funny that the local politicians, they want the money from the festival, but they want to try to censor the content of it. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, and you're saying it's Catholic? Catholic Church?
Yeah, but more extremists.
Yeah, but you see, those any extremist is kind of fucking stupid because they end up missing their own point. I mean, there is more Jesus-style love here at this fucking festival. I think if Jesus was here, he'd be having a great time. You know what I mean? And I mean that sincerely and with respect. I'm not saying anything derogatory or blasphemous about Jesus. I mean, this is a gathering of people with respect and warmth and love, and it's a great thing for the community. There's no negative attitudes. There's no destruction. There's no cruelty. There's no... I don't see any crime. There's no violence. I mean, what is better than that? You know what I mean? I mean, it seems like the aggression is coming from the people who are trying to be the ones carrying the word of peace. Meanwhile, this gathering is a gathering of peace. So they should be here hanging out with everybody instead of trying to blockade it. So I hope they read this or hear this. So maybe they should try buying some tickets and coming in and hanging out with everybody first before they fucking try to condemn it. Other than that, you know, I really hope nobody caves into anything like that, because it's such a shame that two sides can't see the difference. I would recommend the people who put these festivals on, instead of fighting those people who are trying to stop you, give them free tickets, bring them to the show, and let them see what it's all about. And then next year, I'll bet you they come back on their own instead of holding picket signs.
I think the Catholic extremists are just looking for little boys they could touch. Whoa. And I think these people are too grown up here. There's too many adults here.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think, you know, there's a lot of politics involved and stuff. And, you know, that's why when they see how much money this is making for the community, that's probably the only stronghold they have. You know what I mean? It's the only thing they cannot fuck with, is that it is making money for the community. And, you know, as long as, you know, everybody stays respectful, which for the most part, 99.9% of the people that come to these are respectful of each other. And they don't, you know, of course, bad things do happen everywhere, but bad things happen at football games. Bad things happen, you know, worse things happen in the crowd of a football game. I don't see the Catholic Church or anybody trying to stop that, because it generates so much money for a community, things like that, you know. Maybe the Catholic Church likes football games because people go to church to pray before the game. You know what I mean? Who the fuck knows? I don't know. But as far as it's just a lack of understanding, I think. I think if these people who are extremists, they don't know, because they shut themselves out because of their faith and their devout dedication to what they're doing. They shut themselves out of everything outside their world. So that's why they just don't understand it. And I say just send them tickets and bring them to the show and show them for themselves that Cannibal Corpse is no more harmless, I mean, no more harmful to people than, you know, what you see on the fucking news or on television every night. So, you know what I mean? It's just entertainment, you know?
And do you have some final words for the French fans who are excited about your return?
Well, just, you know, we want the fans to definitely check out our new album. You know, we're putting our hearts and souls into it. And, you know, after 20 years plus of playing in Biohazard, we just hope we can raise the bar and, and make our fans happy. You know, we want them all to come see us play when we come back. That's the most important thing to us, to keep the connection together, you know. So we'll see them all in the pit next year.
Distortion. Distortion.
Gros son. Double grosse caisse. Grosse guitare. Tout le métal est sur la grosse radio métal.
Distortion.